Welcome to episode 1348 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. As we have explored, bearing God's name means representing God faithfully. If you claim to be a child of God, people learn about God by watching your life. Names matter. In our digital age, we understand this more than ever. A company's reputation can be destroyed in hours by misrepresentation. A person's name can be ruined by false association. What your name is attached to shapes how people perceive you. God's name works the same way, but infinitely more consequentially. When Israel invokes God's name, they are not just using a word. They are calling upon God's character. They are invoking God's presence and power. They are saying, "This is what God is like. This is what God stands for. This is who God claims to be." And when they misuse God's name, when they invoke it falsely or attach it to actions God would not endorse, they are damaging God's reputation in the world. They are telling people that God is something God is not. They are making God complicit in their own distortions. But God's name is not merely a reputation to protect. His name is a covenant promise. When God reveals his name, he is not just giving us information about his character. He is inviting us into relationship. He is making a promise. God is saying, "I am making myself known to you. I am trusting you with the deepest truth about who I am." This is radically different from simply bearing a reputation. This is about covenant intimacy. When Moses asks God who God is at the burning bush, God does not answer with a philosophical definition. God answers with a name.
"I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you."
This name, often translated as Yahweh or the Lord, is God's personal name, not a title like creator or judge. A personal name, the kind of name you give to someone with whom you are in a relationship. When someone tells you their name, they are doing something intimate. They are saying, "This is who I actually am, not just my function or role." They are inviting you into a kind of knowing that goes deeper than surface information. God does something similar. He reveals his personal name to Moses. God is saying, "I am inviting you into a relationship so intimate that you get to know my actual name, not just what I do." But there is more. The name I Am, or Yahweh, means presence. It means, "I am here. I am real. I am present with you." It is a name that emphasizes not distant deity, but intimate availability. When God reveals his name to Israel, he is not just offering information. He is establishing covenant. Listen to what God says when revealing the name to Moses.
"Say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation.'"
This is my name forever. God is making a promise. He is saying, "This name will characterize my relationship with you across generations." When you call upon this name, you are calling upon a God who is faithful, who remembers, who keeps covenant. To know God's name is to know God's covenant commitment. When you speak his name, you are not just using a word. You are invoking a promise. You are calling upon his faithfulness. This is why the name matters so deeply. It is not separate from God's character or his promises. The name is the covenant promise made personal. Here is something we often overlook. When God reveals his personal name to humans, he is taking a risk. God is making himself known. He is offering his actual name, not a title, not an abstraction, but the personal name that identifies him as God. And in doing so, he is putting his reputation in human hands. Think about what happens when you tell someone your real name. You are making yourself vulnerable. You are trusting that person with knowledge of who you actually are. You are hoping they will use your name respectfully. God does this with Israel. He reveals his personal name and says, "I am trusting you with this. I am making myself known to you. I am inviting you into a relationship so intimate that you get to call me by my personal name." And then God makes a commitment. "I will be with you." Not just as a distant creator or judge, but as a deity present and available. As a God who has made himself knowable through a personal name. When you call upon God's name, when you say, "O Lord," or "Yahweh," you are doing more than speaking a word. You are invoking a covenant. You are calling upon God's presence and God's promise. Listen to how the Psalms use God's name.
Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
David, the psalmist, is not trusting in a word. He is trusting in the covenant that the name represents. He is saying, I trust in the God who has made himself known to me, who has made a covenant with me, who has promised to be present. Or consider this assertion from Proverbs.
The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe.
The name is a refuge. Why? Because it represents the presence and protection of a God who has covenanted to be faithful. When you invoke God's name in prayer, you are not performing magic. You are entering into the covenant relationship the name represents. You are reminding yourself and affirming before God that you belong to a God who is present and faithful, who has made promises and keeps them. Now we can understand the third commandment at a deeper level. When God says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain," God is not just saying, "Don't damage my reputation." He is saying, "Don't misuse my covenant. Don't invoke my name while breaking covenant with me. Don't claim to belong to me while living as though you don't. Don't call yourself by my name. Don't claim to be mine while refusing to live in the covenant relationship that my name represents." When you bear God's name, you are not just representing him to others. You are participating in God's covenant. You are saying, I belong to this God. I am bound by the promises he has made. I am committed to the relationship that he has established. This is far more intimate than merely bearing a reputation. This is about covenant fidelity. This is about whether you are actually in relationship with God or just using God's name as a label. Here is what makes this so powerful and so sobering. When you bear God's name, you are participating in his vulnerability. God has made himself known through a personal name. He has put himself at risk by trusting humans with knowledge of who he actually is. God has made a covenant, a binding commitment, to be faithful. And when you bear God's name, when you claim to belong to him, you are entering into that same vulnerability. You are making yourself vulnerable to being known. You are making a commitment to fidelity. You are saying, I will be faithful to this covenant. I will live in a way that honors the one who has entrusted me with his name. This is costly. It requires you to be known. It requires you to be faithful even when it is hard. It requires you to honor the covenant even when you would rather break it. But it is also the deepest form of intimacy available to humans. To be known by name. To be invited into covenant. To be trusted with God's personal name. Ask yourself, what does it mean for me to participate in God's covenant when I bear God's name? What does that covenant require of you? What promises has God made to you? What promises have you made to God? Are you living in fidelity to that covenant? Or are you invoking God's name while breaking the relationship that the name represents? This week, we want to invite you to practice covenant awareness. When you pray, begin by speaking God's name consciously. Say, O Lord, or Yahweh, or whatever form of God's personal name is meaningful to you. As you speak the name, pause. Remember, this is a covenant name. This is a personal name. This is God making himself known to you and inviting you into relationship. Then ask, how am I honoring this covenant today? What does fidelity to this God require of me? What is God calling me to in this moment? Let the name become more than a word. Let it become an invitation into deeper covenant. When you bear God's name with awareness of this covenant, when you understand that you are participating in God's faithfulness, not just representing God's reputation, something shifts. Your responsibility deepens. Your intimacy increases. Your commitment becomes concrete. You are no longer just trying to act like a good representative. You are honoring a covenant with the God who has made himself known to you by name. Father, thank you for revealing your personal name to us. Thank you for inviting us into covenant. Thank you for trusting us with knowledge of who you actually are. Help us honor this covenant. Help us live in fidelity to the promises you have made. Help us bear your name with awareness of the intimate relationship it represents. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.